Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the New York Giants' first ever town hall meeting presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. Amazing things are happening here this evening. I'm Bob Papa, along with two-time Super Bowl champion, David Dio.
To be able to come here to have a night like this, number one, it shows what the Giants mean and what they mean to you. And number two, this is all about you. The energy, the enthusiasm, the excitement that you bring each and every Sunday, we feed on it as players. And I still feed on it as what I'm doing now as a color analyst. So sincerely, from my bottom of my heart, thank you very much for everything you've done for me.
I'd like to introduce the team president and CEO, Mr. John Mara.
What a great turnout. And I just want to tell all of you how much this means to me, how much this means to our organization to see all of you here. I always laugh when I hear other teams talk about they have the greatest fans in the world. I mean, we know who the greatest fans in the world are. We're right here. We're right here.
I thought it was a lot of fun. It got a lot of insight on the players and the coaches and general manager from ownership down. It was a lot of fun.
Hi, I'm Lorraine from Nutley, New Jersey.
I know where Nutley is, Lorraine.
I'm reading a book about your family, but my question is, you got any idea of putting a tribute to your mother in the Legacy Club? I think she deserves it.
Thank you. I think she deserves it too, and I can hear her saying right now, you know, she's right. You better do something. But I appreciate that. Thank you, Lorraine.
The event was spectacular. I thought it was a great dedication by the Giants organization, having the owner here, having the GM, having the top players. I mean, it's a phenomenal event. We're lucky to be fans of the Giants.
Who are some of the names that may surprise some of us that you have very high hopes for in 2015?
Well, you know, Devin Kennard is a linebacker that we brought in last year. We think he's going to be a terrific player for us. He's a big, strong kid that we really like. You know, Jay Bromley is a defensive tackle. Corey Washington is a young receiver that we think has some ability.
The thing that I would like to do is let's get him in training camp, get the pads on, and see how that looks at that point in time.
Sounds good.
How come we don't have a quarterback sneak? I got to ask that question because it drives me crazy. You got a guy 7 yards in the backfield, turns around, comes trotting up, you hand it to him. He goes up, and the defense is just waiting there. Hello.
Do I have to answer that?
Please welcome the quarterback of the New York Football Giants, Eli Manning, Victor Cruz. Please say hello to John Beeson.
I feel healthy. I feel, you know, feel really comfortable in the offense. I love the offense. It's very quarterback friendly. And Omaha, we don't have Omaha anymore. We don't have Omaha. That's the only problem.
My favorite moment was a lot of the fans asking the players the questions. You know, I thought it was a great opportunity for them to, you know, ask some awkward or maybe interesting questions that the players were caught off guard by, and I'd like to see the reaction. I thought it was pretty cool.
Eli Manning.
How you doing, pal?
In the whole NFL league, who do you not want to get tackled by?
I don't want to get tackled at all. I don't like getting hit. I want to wear a flag, you know, a flag football.
That red jersey at practice means don't touch Eli.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. You know, I guess that answer for a while was always DeMarcus Ware from the Cowboys. He seemed to hit me the most. Probably because this guy, you know.
There it is. Here it is. I knew it would come.
All right, next question, John.
How's it going? My name's Adam from Jersey. You're the man. What is it like playing for the Giants rather than the Panthers? John, sorry. Yeah, John, Mr. Beeson, yeah.
Just had to be clear. But you're from Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey.
Yeah.
It was like spend about... When it boils down to it, you know, you want to go out and you want to be great. You want to be elite. And we want to do that on defense. We have the capability, and I think we're going to do that on defense.
What inspired you to play football?
You know, I growing up, I played all sports. I was a guy who's, you know, even in
did you run track?
Well, sorry.
I've been going to Giants games since I've been six, and well.
Good thing he didn't say the polo grounds.
Every game I've went to.
Is he seven now?
That Victor Cruz scored a touchdown, I saw the salsa. I'm wondering, after the injury, is the salsa going to keep up?
I think we need a demo.
The Macarena.
Don't do that. Touchdown only.
The salsa will live on.
What's it like holding that trophy for the first time?
You know, I think it's the best way to explain it is I think you have to think about what, right when you win a Super Bowl, what do? You just run around aimlessly looking for someone to hug. You know, and rarely do you ever get that opportunity or you ever have that feeling where you're like, just hug me, somebody. I'm going to run around and look for a hug.
And who did you hug?
I hugged Jeff Fiegels, our punter.
He was the first guy you saw.
Hey, he was the first guy that popped up. You know, we're kind of both in the same position. He's, all right, let's go. We got it. We made that eye contact. It was a moment.
Now, we had this young man. He was like the first person up earlier. And he asked John Mara if you were going to be back this year. So we said, well, Victor's going to be here. And then he got online too late. Go ahead, ask him now.
This is for Victor. Do you think the Giants are prepared to win the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.